Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿神的一些他的喜乐跟荣耀都跟你们大家一起。
First, we'd like to praise and thank God He gave us another Friday to live and worship Him.
第一，我们首先要来感谢神，让我们又有这一个礼拜五的晚上来一起来敬拜他。
Indeed, it's always a blessing that you and I can come here to worship the true and living God.
那我们都知道这是一个给我们的祝福，让我们有机会能够来这里来，来敬拜这个独一真神。
So tonight we continue to study the book of Nehemiah.
所以今天晚上我们要继续来查考尼希米记。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 1.
我们翻开尼希米记第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 7.
第一章第七节。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 7.
尼希米记第一章第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
For we have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statute, nor the ordinances which you have commanded your servant Moses.
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
We know during the exile of the Babylonians.
我们知道那时候，以色列人被巴比伦掳去的时候，
the chosen people was in great distress and reproach.
在那时候，神的选民他们是在非常的，他们是在痛苦当中。
So God wanted to choose a person to rebuild their faith.
所以神就想要选一位人来重新建立他们的信心。
So God chose Nehemiah.
在这里，神选了尼希米。
Nehemiah during a time he lived in a palace.
那尼希米在那个时候，他是住在王的殿中。
And he was a king cupbearer.
那他是王的酒政。
But nevertheless, he went to seek for the well-being of his brethren.
可是他在这里却有这个心要回去来寻找他的兄弟。
Because the love of Christ compelled him to go there and to know what's going on with his fellow brethren.
因为神的爱激励了他，让他有这个心要回去跟他的弟兄们一起。
Not only that he wanted to know about his brethren, also he wanted to know about Jerusalem.
那他不只是想要认识他的弟兄们，他也是想要回去重新认识耶路撒冷。
So when he heard that his fellow brethren was in great distress and reproach,
他听说了他的兄弟们他们是在非常大的痛苦当中。
And when he heard the wall of Jerusalem broken down and the gates are burned with fire,
他听见圣城的城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
So because of this, he sat down and he wept.
他听到这话就坐下哭泣。
And he fasted before the God of heaven.
然后在天上神面前禁食祈祷。
Then when he prayed to God,
他就跟神祷告说，
the first thing that came out of his mouth, he praised the name of God.
那他第一首先他就是赞美天上的真神。
Why did he praise the name of God?
为什么他要来赞美神的名呢？
Even though the people in great distress,
虽然在那个时候那些选民他们是在
痛苦当中。Jerusalem are falling apart.
那耶路撒冷也
What is there to praise God about?
那为什么他还要赞美神呢？
But because he had faith in his God.
因为他对他的神有信心。
So that's why in verse 5,
所以在第五节，
he said, I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments.
耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱。
So for sure, God chose the right person.
所以在这里，我们知道神选了一个对的人。
Because Nehemiah was full of love.
因为尼希米这边显露出
他的爱。And Nehemiah was full of faith.
而且他有信心。
And not only that, we can see in verse 7.
那第七节我们也可以看到。
He also knew the reason why the chosen people of God was under the Babylonian control because of their sin.
他知道为什么这些以色列人他们要受苦，因为他们犯了罪。
So that's why he kneeled down to pray to God.
所以他就决定要在神面前祷告。
And he told God, "We have acted very corruptly."
那他跟祷告说，我们向你犯了罪。
And we have not kept your commandment, your statute, nor your ordinances.
那我们并没有遵守你的诫命、律例、典章。
So we can see repenting is so important.
在这边我们看见悔改是如何的重要。
Just like for you and I nowadays.
就像今天对你和我来说。
We need to build a wall around Jerusalem.
我们必须要在耶路撒冷的四周来建造一座墙。
And we need to build a wall around our hearts.
那我们必须要在我们的心的四周也来建造一座墙。
If there's no wall, it's very easy for our enemy to attack us.
那如果这座墙不够坚固，那敌人很容易就攻进来。
But for us to build this wall,
但是我们要来建造一座墙。
We must be full of love.
们一定要先具有爱。
We must be full of faith.
我们必须要先有信心。
We must be full of repentance.
我们必须要先悔改。
Because repentance is so powerful.
因为悔改是非常有能力的。
You can see later on in the chapter.
你在接下来这一章的后面。
Nehemiah, right? He pulled the hair of those who intermarried.
我们可以看到尼希米他抓住那些拔出那些跟外邦人通婚人的头发。
Why? Because when they marry other people beside the Jews, they commit great sin against God.
因为当他们去 娶嫁与外邦人，然后没有娶自己犹太人的时候，这是犯了罪。
Nehemiah also rebuked those who took advantage of their own brethren.
那尼希米他同时他也骂了那些向他的弟兄们占便宜的人。
And Nehemiah also told Ezra to read the law of the Lord.
尼希米他也叫以斯拉来读神的。戒律典章。
Because during the time he did not, the people did not keep God's commandment.
因为在那个时候，那些人民他们并没有遵守神的道。
So we know repentance is very powerful.
所以我们知道悔改是非常重要的。
But why sometimes it's so hard for us to say sorry?
可是为什么有时候对我们来讲说对不起是非常困难？
Not when we commit sin against God.
我们常常会犯了罪得罪神。
The best thing to do is just to say I'm sorry.
那我们能做的最好的事情就是跟他说对不起。
No, one time I was in Sacramento Church.
有一次我在 Sacramento 教会。
No, James, he has his niece and nephew over there, right?
那我们 James 弟兄他有他的侄子跟侄女在那边。
Zachary and Audrey.
Zachary and Audrey.
And Audrey, she's a sister. She's smaller than Zachary.
那 Audrey 她是妹妹。
And one time they were playing with toys.
有一次他们在玩他们的玩具。
And for some reason, Zachary was aggravating Audrey.
然后 Zachary 他就在烦他的妹妹。
Then little sister Audrey took the toy car, it's a steel one, right? And threw and hit him right in the face, right?
然后这妹妹就拿了一个玩具车，然后往他的哥哥那边丢了过去。
So when her mother saw this,
她妈妈看到了之后
she told her, you must say sorry.
她就告诉她说，你一定要道歉。
And she said, say sorry to your brother.
她说你要跟你哥哥说对不起。
She's like, no.
她说不要。
No.Say sorry to your brother.
他跟他说：“你跟你哥哥说对不起。”
She was only 2-something years old.
他那时候只有两岁多而已。
And she said no.
他说不要。
So her mother said, "If you don't say sorry to your brother, I will put you in a corner."
他妈妈就说：“如果你不跟你哥哥道歉的话，你要去罚站，站在角落。”
So I thought when her mother told her this, for sure that she's going to say sorry, right?
那我还以为那个时候他妈妈刚刚这样讲的时候，他一定会道歉。
Guess what little Audrey did?
那想想 Audrey 后来她做了什么呢？
She walked to the wall herself and put herself in a corner.
她自己就往了角落那边走了过去，就站在那边。
Because she's not willing to say sorry.
因为她并不想要道歉。
And then I was watching her, right?
那我就看着她。
Of course, she wanted to play with the toys.
当然，她还是想要继续的玩她的玩具。
But at the same time, she doesn't want to say sorry to her brother.
可是她还是不想要跟她哥哥道歉。
So she was standing against the wall for a good 10 minutes.
所以她就站在那个角落站了10分钟。
For little kids, 10 minutes like a lifetime is so long, right?
对小朋友来说，10分钟是非常长的一段时间。
But she is so stubborn.
可是她很固执。
So because of this.She don't want to say sorry.
因为这样，她还是她不想要道歉。
And finally, she came up to her mother, say, "I want to say sorry."
到了最后，她终于回到她妈妈身边，说：“我想要跟哥哥说对不起。”
And her mother said, "Don't say sorry to me. Say sorry to your brother."
那妈妈就说：“你不要跟我讲，你去跟哥哥说对不起。”
And she walked over there.
那她走了过去。
And she's like, "I'm sorry." And then she just left, right?
那很快说对不起，然后她就走了。
And her mother said, "That's not a real sorry."
妈妈说这不是一个真正的道歉。
You must look at him and say, "I'm sorry that I threw the car at you."
你一定要好好的看着他，对着他说对不起，我刚刚拿车子丢你。
But she was still so stubborn.
可是她还是非常的固执。
So why we are human beings, it's so hard for us to say sorry.
那为什么身为人类，我们很难来道歉？
No, brothers, one day when you get married, right?
那弟兄们，有一天你们结婚之后，
the best word you can say to your wife is "I'm sorry."
那你可以跟你太太说的最好的一句话就是对不起。
Quite often when my wife and I argue.
那我跟我太太也常常会吵架。
And of course, a lot of time I'm wrong. That's why she's mad at me, right?
那很多时候其实我错，所以她会非常生气。
And sometimes even I'm right, she's also mad at me.
那有时候就算我对我是对的，他还是会很生气。
So one time, you know, I know I was right.
有一次我知道我自己是对的。
And I say to her, "I'm sorry."
我就跟他说对不起。
And she said, "Why are you sorry if you think that you are right?"
他跟我说，你既然知道你是对的，那你干嘛还要跟我道歉呢？
And I say, "I'm sorry because I'm right."
那我跟他说。 对不起，因为我是正确的。
Because I'm right, it makes you even more angry, right?
因为我是对的，所以你越会越难过。
Of course, thank God. After that, she started laughing, and then we are good, right?
那感谢神，后来她就笑了，那我们就和好了。
No, when we do something wrong against God,
当我们得罪了神
，we really need to repent.
我们一定要悔改。
Repenting is so powerful.
悔改是非常有能力的。
Look at the city of Nineveh.
我们来看尼尼微城的例子。
God wanted to destroy every single one of them.
神是想要来毁灭那城里面所有的人。
No wonder Jonah did not want to go and preach.
那所以后来他就叫了约拿去传警告给他们。
Because he knew that God was so merciful.
因为约拿也知道神是充满慈爱怜悯的。
If he go and preach,
那他去传警告之后
，the people repent.
那人会悔改
，Then God will forgive them.
那神一定会原谅他们的。
So that's why he did not want to go and preach.
就是什么他并不想要去。
Sure enough, when he preached the word of God to them.
那当然，他后来向他们传了神的话语之后
，Everyone, including the animals, I put on sackcloth and sit in ashes.
那这些所有的人，加上他们的牲畜，他们都穿上细麻布的衣服，然后坐在尘灰当中。
This means they truly repented.
这就是表明出他们是真正的悔改。
So because of this, God relented His wrath upon the people.
因为这样子，神就止住了对他们的怒气。
Really, you and I must learn to repent.
所以我们大家都要来学习来悔改。
Especially before God.
尤其是在神的面
前。We have nothing to be proud about for us not to say sorry.
我们没有什么令我们自己可以骄傲的地方，能够不跟神来说对不起。
But maybe it's in our nature. Maybe it's in our nature for us not to repent.
但是也许这是我们天生的人性，我们并不喜欢道歉。
Just like Adam and Eve.
就像亚当和夏娃。
Listen to Genesis chapter 3.
我们翻开创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 6.
第三章第六节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 6.
创世纪第三章第六节。
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food,That was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desired to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
You know, yesterday and today we talk a lot about marriage.
那今天跟昨天我们都谈了许多有关婚姻的事情。
We must marry in Christ.
我们也要在主里，
So here, the relationship with Adam and Eve.
所以这里，写了有关亚当跟夏娃的故事。
God told them everything in the garden they can eat.
神告诉他们说，这园里每一棵树的果子你们都可以吃，只有那么一颗。
That is the fruit of knowledge of good and evil.
就是善恶果树上的果子你们不能吃。
One time I was in Hawaii.
有次我去了夏威夷。
I asked the members over there.
我问了那边的信徒。
I say, what kind of fruit did they eat?
我问他们说，你们在这边吃哪一种水果？
Of course, I expect them to say apple or something like that, right?
那我是以为他们会说，例如像苹果之类的。
One of the deaconess raised her hand, right?
有一个执事，女执事，她就举了手。
And she said, I know what fruit they ate.
她说，我知道他们吃什么。
I was surprised, right?
那我很惊讶。
And I asked her, what fruit did they eat?
我问她说，那他们是吃了什么种果子呢？
And she said, mango.
她说芒果。
I thought to myself, maybe this is a Hawaiian thing, right?
我想也许这是夏威夷那边的想法。
And I asked her, why mango?
我问她说，那为什么你选芒果？
And she said, when men eat of it, men go, right?
Mango. 她说，因为吃了芒果之后就 men go.
Yeah, it doesn't work in Chinese, right?
Yeah,
it's only in English. So here you can see this woman, right?
所以这边我们看到这个女人。
She's Adam's wife.
她是亚当的妻子。
Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
是亚当骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
So when Eve partake of the fruit,
所以当她吃了这个果子之后
，Was Adam with her?
亚当那时候跟她在一起吗
？This is a very important question.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
If Adam was with her,
如果那时候亚当是跟她在一起的
，Why didn't he say anything?
为什么他那时候没有说阻止他呢
？Because he knew God did not want them to partake the forbidden fruit.
因为他很清楚的知道神并不希望他们来吃这棵树上的果子。
Why didn't Adam say anything to her?
为什么亚当在那个时候没有跟他说阻止他呢
？So brothers, one day when you get married,
所以弟兄们，有一天你们结婚之后
，You are the head of the household.
你是你们那一家的一家之主。
That is spiritually speaking.
那在属灵上来说，你是那家的头。
When your wife do something wrong,
那你的太太做了不对的事情的时候
，You must tell her that is wrong.
你一定要跟她说她犯了错误。
Don't be like Adam.
不要学习亚当这里。
Look at Adam.
我们来看看亚当。
So when the woman ate of the fruit,
当那女人吃了那果子之后
，The second half of verse six,
那我们读第六节的后半段。
She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
她又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
So this means her husband Adam was with Eve.
这里告诉我们说，这个时候亚当是跟夏娃在一起的。
Why didn't he say anything?
那为什么他没有阻止他呢
？When Eve gave him the fruit.
当夏娃给他这个果子的时候
，Why didn't he say no? I cannot eat that.
为什么他没有拒绝说我不能吃这果子呢
？He did not say that.
但他并没有这样说。
Maybe afraid Eve gonna say, "Oh, you don't love me."
也许他怕夏娃跟他说，因为你不爱我。
So that's why you don't want to eat the same thing that I'm eating.
你就为什么你不想要跟我吃一样食物
？Of course, it's not like that.
那当然不是，事情不是
这样子的。When something is sinful,
有时候有罪的时候
，we must warn one another.
我们应该要互相的来警惕对方。
And Adam for sure was with her.
那这我们知道亚当在这个时候是跟夏娃在一起的。
That's why in verse 7.
那我们读第七节。
Then the eyes of both of them were open.
他们二人的眼睛就明亮了。
If Adam was not with her,
如果亚当在那时候不是跟他在一起的
，and Eve ate the fruit,
那夏娃吃了这果子
，she would notice right away that she's naked.
那她马上就会知道她是赤身露体的。
But maybe because of that, she can warn Adam not to eat of it.
那如果是这样的话，她也许可以叫亚当不要去吃这果子。
But because Adam was with her,
可是在那个时候亚当是跟他在一起的。
She ate.
他吃了
gave him also.
也给他吃了
And then they both ate.
他们两个一起吃了这果
子 Then both their eyes opened at the same time, and they knew they were naked.
那么二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体的
We know nakedness represents sin.
我们知道赤身露体其实也是罪的一种代表
That's why anyone who's not baptized, we are naked in front of God.
所以没有受洗过的人，他们在神面前其实都是赤身露体的
But when we are baptized,
可是当我们受了洗之后
we put on Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就穿戴了基督。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the image and likeness of God.
那我们的主耶稣基督就是也有着神的形象。
And because of that, no longer we stand in front of God naked.
那因为这样子，我们在神面前，我们就不是赤身露体。
So here, both of them knew they were wrong.
所以他们两个都知道他们犯了错。
What did they do?
那他们做了什么
？Instead of going to God, say, God.We are sorry. We did not obey you.
那他们并没有跑去神面前跟他道歉，说我们并没有遵守你的道理。
But instead, they sew fig leaves together and make themselves covering.
那他们拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
You can see, instead of saying sorry to God,
那他们并没有跟神说对不起。
They try to cover up their sin.
他们试着要来，掩饰他们自己的罪。
Just like you and I nowadays.
就像我们今天一样。
Now, I remember when I first got my driver's license.
我记得我那时候刚拿到我的驾照的时候。
And my parents got me a brand new car.
那我的父母亲买了一台全新的车给我。
And they always told me.
然后他们跟我讲。
Voody, you're not a good driver yet.
他跟我说你还不是一个好的驾驶。
So don't park in the garage.
所以不要把车子停在车库里。
If you park in the garage, one day you back out, you might hit the side of the car.
因为如果你把车子停在车库里，哪一天你要试着倒车出车库的时候，也许你会刮到这个车子。
And sure enough, I did not listen to them.
那当时我并没有听他们的话。
So one day I back up the car and I pretty much hit the whole right side of the car. Right? I scratch it.
那有一天我就倒车从车库出来，然后我把车子整个右边都刮了一个很。
Then I go and tell my parents that, oh, I hit the car.
那我就去找我父母亲，我跟他说我撞坏了车子。
No, instead, I went to get some paint, right? Paint, you know, from the gallon of paint, right?
我并没有跟我的父母亲那样说，我去买了一桶的漆油漆。
Because my car was black, so I got black paint, right?
因为我的车子是黑色的，所以我就买了黑色的油漆。
I did not know I need to get special paint for the car, so I just went to like, you know, one of those Home Depot stuff and get black paint, right?
那我并不知道说有特别的漆是给车子用的，我就买了一个普通的油漆来用。
So I painted all the side of the car, right?
所以我就漆了我车子的右边。
And for sure, I tried to cover it up, but...That paint looks so ugly looking, right? Because it's not the right paint.
那我试着要把它遮盖起来，可是那个颜色和那个漆完全不一样，所以看起来非常难看。
So after I painted, I said, "Oh, I wish I didn't paint it. Now my parents gonna see for sure." Right?
那我漆了之后，我才发现说，我才就觉得我其实不应该那样做，因为这样子我父母亲看到之后，他们一定知道。
So even that time, I tried to park, you know, against the tree, the spot that I hit it.But of course, when they talk to me, they're like, "There's something wrong." right? Something wrong.
所以我那时候就试着把我的车子停在一棵树旁边，试着要来隐瞒我的父母亲，可是他们一看就知道事情不太对劲。
I remember my parents grounded me for 3 months in that time.
我记得那时候我父母亲他离开家大约三个多月。
Why? Because I tried to cover up.
因为我那时候试着要来隐瞒这个事情。
It seemed like in human nature when we do something wrong, instead of say I'm sorry, we try to cover up.
就是我们人性，如果我们做了错事的时候，我们就试着要把这事情隐瞒起来。
My nephew, when he first came to live with me, he was only 4 years old.
我的侄子当他刚来跟我一起住的时候，他只有四岁。
And one time he told me he was hungry.
有次他跟我说他肚子饿了。
And I gave him a big cookie, right?
那我给他一个很大块的饼干。
And only a couple minutes later, say, Uncle, I'm hungry again.
那过了几分钟之后，他就跟我讲说，叔叔，我肚子又饿了。
And I said, Did you finish the cookie already?
我问他说，那你那饼干吃完了吗？
He said, Yes.
他说吃完了。
And for me, I'm like, There's no way this little kid can finish the big cookie, right?
那我就想说，这这么小的小孩怎么可能把这这么大块饼干马上吃完呢？
And I ask him.
我就问他。
Are you sure you finish your cookie?
我跟他说，你确定你吃完了你的饼干吗？
He said yes.
他说吃完了。
So I went to the trash barrel.
所以我就去垃圾桶那边。
And I look in it.
我就看往里面看。
And there's a couple of napkins over it, right?
那我看上面有几张卫生纸盖着。
Try to cover up. Of course, I stick my hand there. Sure enough, there's a big cookie in there, right?
那我把我手伸进去，然后拿了起来，那边就有一块很大块的饼干。
And I say because you lie.
那我跟他说，因为你撒了谎。
You are grounded for the whole month.
所以你这个月你不能出门。
You cannot ride your bicycle anymore.
你也不能骑你的脚踏车。
So I put his bicycle in the garage.
我就把他脚踏车放在车库里。
Because I'm the tallest one, so I put on very high.
因为我很高，所以我把他脚踏车放在一个很高的地方。
Then the next day.
那隔一天。
My when I was studying in the front of the house.
那我在家的前面的时候。
My nephew said to my mother, which is grandmother.
我的侄子跟我的妈妈，就是他的阿妈这样说。
He said, Grandma, I want to ride a bicycle.
他说，阿妈，我想要骑我的脚踏车。
He said, Your uncle grounded you, cannot ride a bicycle.
那我妈妈就跟他说，你的叔叔跟你说你不能骑。
And he said, Don't worry, study way in the front. He won't see me.
他跟我说没有关系的，他在前面，他看不到。
And then my mother said, "Plus the bike is very high."
那我妈妈就说，而且那个脚踏车是放在一个很高的地方。
And he told my mother, "Don't worry, because I'll bring the stool and put it there. You can stand and get it." Right?
那他跟我说没有问题，我可以去拿一个小凳子，然后我站在上面，我就拿得到了。
He's only 4 years old.
他那时候只有四岁而已。
Then I was wondering, where does he get this kind of deception from, right?
那我那时候就很惊讶，他怎么会有这种想法呢？
Where does he learn how to cover up his wrongdoing?
他怎么会欺骗人？他怎么知道怎来隐瞒他做的错事呢？
No, grandparents always spoil the grandkids, right?
你知道，像外婆外公，他们总是会很疼他的孙子。
And my nephew loved to eat Cheetos.
那我的侄子他很喜欢吃 Cheetos.
So I told my mother, I said, Mother, please do not feed him Cheetos early in the morning.
那我跟我妈妈说，你在一大早的时候绝对不要给他吃这个东西。
She's like, I don't feed him Cheetos.
他就说我没有喂他这个东西。
Then one day they went for a walk, right?
那有一天他们去散步。
They came back.
那他们就回来。
My nephew, his mouth is full of yellow stuff on his mouth, right?
那我的侄子回来之后，我就看到他的嘴巴里面都是黄色的东西。
I say, Mother, why do you feed him Cheetos?
那我就问我妈妈说，妈妈，你为什么要喂他吃 Cheetos 呢？
And she looked at my nephew.
然后就看着我的侄子。
I told you after you eat, wipe your mouth.
那他就说，我跟你说，你吃完的话，你一定要擦嘴巴。
I say, Mother, that's not the point. The point is that you should not teach him how to deceive and cover up what he's doing is wrong.
那我跟他说，妈妈，这不是重点，你不应该要教他怎么样欺骗别人，而且来隐藏他的犯的错。
He's just like Adam and Eve.
他就像亚当和夏娃一
样。When they first realized they were naked.
当他们一开始知道自己是赤身露体的时候，
they should go in front of God and ask Him and tell Him we are sorry.
他们应该去神的面前来跟神说，我们对不起你。
Instead, sewing the fig leaves together.
但是他们却拿着无花果树的叶子
，and tried to cover with fig leaves.
他们试着要拿这些叶子来掩盖。
For you and I in front of God.
那我们也都是在神的面前。
No matter what we try to use to cover our sin.
那无论我们试着要用什么东西来遮盖我们自己的罪
，God always gonna know.
神一定都会知道的。
So why not when we do something wrong, go in front of Him and repent?
所以为什么我们不要我们犯了罪了之后，我们马上到神面前来悔改呢？
Then look at verse 8.
我们来读第八节。
And chapter 3, verse 8.
第三章第八节。
And they heard the sound of the Lord God walk in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
No, when we read it, we're thinking, Adam, what are you doing?
我们在读这时候，我们想说，亚当，你在做什
么？ Why you want to hide yourself behind the trees?
你为什么要藏在园里的树木中？
Do you think God not gonna, you know, see you?
你不觉得说神会看见你吗？
But here in verse 7,
可是在第七，
I'm sorry, verse 8,
在第八节，
when, you know, when they heard the footstep of the Lord,
当他们他和他的妻子听见神的声音，
Why did they hide themselves?
他们为什么要藏起来呢？
Now, quite often when you and I sin against God,
那我们常常犯了罪了之后，
we also want to hide ourselves.
我们也想要隐藏起来。
And sometimes we don't feel like coming to church.
那有时候你就不想要来教会。
And this is Satan's trick.
那这是撒旦的计谋。
Why? Because Satan does not want us to come to church.
因为撒旦并不想要我们来教会。
But we have to realize one thing.
可是我们必须要知道一件事情。
Even we are not at church.
就算我们没有来教会。
Don't try to hide our sin.
我们不要试着来隐藏自己的罪。
No, sometimes you come to church after we sin against God.
有时候你来了教会之后，你还是继续的犯罪。
We have to repent and tell God we are sorry.
我们一定要悔改，然后跟神说对不起。
No, one time a deacon was giving a sermon.
有次有个执事他在证道。
And as he was giving a sermon, all of a sudden one of the brethren stood up.
那当他在证道的时候，有一个弟兄突然站了起来。
And that brethren gave him a finger, right?
那个弟兄就跟他比了中指。
And it's not this finger.
他
Yeah, it's the other finger, right? So, but the deacon he didn't really understand what's going on.
那这执事并不知道发生了什么事情。
Then the brother he left the church for a while.
那个弟兄其实他已经有阵子没有来教会了。
Then thank God he came back.
那感谢主，他后来又回来。
So deacon asked him.
所以这执事就问他。
During that time, why did you give me the finger?
他说那个时候你为什么要跟我比中指呢
？And the brother said, why do you talk everything about me on the pulpit?
那这个弟兄跟他讲说，为什么你在台上讲的都是对着我讲
？The deacon said, I have no idea I was talking about you. I'm just sharing, you know, from the Bible, from the Word of God.
那这执事就说，我并不知道我说的居然都是指着你，我只是单纯在分享神的话语。
No, why sometime?It's so difficult for us to repent.
为什么有些时候我们是非常难来悔改我们的罪呢？
Why do we try to cover up things?
为什么我们试着要来隐藏我们
所做的错事呢？ Why do we try to hide things from God?
为什么我们试着要来隐藏我们？
Of course, we can cover up things before people. We can hide things before people, but no way before God.
当然，我们可以在人面前把我们一些做的错事藏起来，可是，在神他全都知道。
When we do something wrong,
那我们做错事的时候
，Don't cover up our sin.
不要藏起来
我们的罪 And don't try to hide a sin.
也不要试着来隐藏我
们的罪 Because sooner or later God will expose all our sin that's within us.
因为迟早神会把我们的罪都显露出来
I remember when my two nieces came to live with me.
我记得我两个侄女来跟我一起住之后
They were doing a science project.
他们那时候在做一个自然课的作业
And at the time their bedroom was on the second floor.
那个时候他们的房间在二楼
And they asked me, Uncle, can we drop something out of the window?
那时候他们就问我说叔叔我可不可以把一些东西从二楼丢下去
I say no you cannot do it
我说不行
Because the townhouse is so old
因为我住的 townhouse 是很旧的
And the screen on the townhouse is very old If you try to open it you're going to break it
那如果你试着要
The screen on the window The screen
因为那个窗户的那个它是非常旧，所以一打开它就会坏掉。
If you try to open that screen, you're gonna break it.
那你试着要打开它，它就会马上会坏掉。
Did they listen to me?
他们有听我的话吗
？Of course not.
没有。
Just like Adam and Eve, right?
就像亚当和夏娃一样。
So we get Malika and Paulina, right? That's my nieces, right? Malika and Paulina.
就他们是他们有在
做。So one day, I was walking out of my garage, and I look up. And I see the screen, you know, the screen on the window is all broken up. Right?
那我有一天我走了出去，我就发现我的窗户它那边破了。
So I walk into their room.
所以我走进去他们的房间。
I said, "Did you guys listen to me?"
我问他们说，你们有听我说的吗
？And at first they tried to act, "What are you talking about?" Right?
那一开始他们装作他们什么都不知道。
I said, "Look at the screen."
那我跟他们说，你们看看这纱窗。
It's all broken up, right?
那这都坏掉了。
And now it's summertime. You guys can have a lot of mosquitoes. Why you cannot open your window? If you open your window, a lot of mosquitoes can come in, right?
那现在是夏天，那因为这个窗子已经坏了，那很多蚊子都会飞进来。
Why can't they just say, "Uncle, we are sorry. We didn't listen to you, so we broke the screen." Right?
那为什么你们不能当初就马上跟我讲说对不起，我们把这个纱窗弄坏了呢
？What they think I'm going to kill them or something, right?
他们以为我会 杀了他们吗？
Of course not, right?
当然不会。
Maybe a little yelling, right?
也许我会骂他们。
But in front of God,
可是在神面前，
God is so merciful.
神是充满了慈爱。
Anything that we do wrong,
那我们做错事的时候，
First, we should not do anything wrong in the first place, right?
那当然一开始我们就不应该做任何错事。
But we do anything wrong,
可是我们如果犯了错，
The best way to come back to God is to say, I'm sorry.
最好的方法来回到神这边就是跟他说对不起。
And look at verse 9.
那我们来读第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
第三章第九节。
Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, Where are you?
耶和华神呼唤那人对他说你在哪里？
This is very interesting, right?
这是一个非常奇特的地方。
Why did God say, Where are you?
为什么神要说你在哪里？
When God did not know where they were?
神并不知道他们在哪里吗？
Of course God knew where they were.
当然神知道他们在哪里。
Why did God say, Where are you?
那为什么神问你在哪里？
Because he wanted them to have the opportunity to say I'm sorry.
在这里他是给他们一个机会来能跟他说对不起。
He really is such a merciful God.
他真的是一个充满慈爱及怜悯的神。
No, when we sin against God.
当我们得罪了神。
Quite often God gives so many opportunities to say I'm sorry.
神都会借着非常多的机会来让我们有机会来跟他道歉。
But we do not do it.
可是我们都不会去做。
If we do not do it,
如果我们不去做的话，
then for sure God cannot forgive us.
那当然神一定不会原谅我们的。
You know, sometimes when a brother and sister, you know, when they have sexual relationship before they are married,
有时候如果我们弟兄姐妹在婚前有性行为，
and we tell them they cannot get married in church,
那我们会跟他讲说，那你就不能在教会举办你的婚礼。
So because of this, they go to Taiwan and get married over there.
那因为这样，他们有时候会去台湾，而在那边在台湾的教会举办婚礼。
I mean, do we think that God not going to see them when they go to Taiwan?
那他们不觉得神也知道吗？
We do not get married in church not because we don't want people to know our business, but we want to repent before God.
那我们不在教会结婚，是因为我们并不是因为我们不想要人家知道，而是我们想要跟神悔改。
You know, when it comes to repenting,
当我们在悔改的时候
，Don't worry what our neighbor is going to say to us.
我们不需要来担心我们的邻舍跟我们说什么。
Don't worry, maybe in front of people we're going to lose face.
不用担心我们在别人面前我们是很丢脸的。
The most important thing is that we want to amend our relationship with God.
最重要的事情就是我们想要来重新来跟神和好。
God always going to give us opportunity.
因为神给了我们许多的机会。
No, sometimes my nephew do something wrong.
有时候我的侄子他做了错事。
It's so difficult for me to ground him right away.
那其实我很难马上的就处罚他。
And the cookie situation, that's not the first time he lied, right?
那刚刚我举的那个饼干的例子，那不是他第一次说谎。
So I remember all summer I grounded him for the whole summer because he keep lying, right?
所以我有一次我整个暑假我都不让他出门，因为他一直的撒谎。
But every time he did something wrong.
可是他每一次他犯错的时候，
I always ask him,
我都会问他。
I say, Seven, do you do this? Do you do that?
我说你有做这事吗？你有做那件事吗？
When he first came to live with us, he always say, No, 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 no.
那他一开始搬来跟我住的时候，他都会回答我没有做。
So because of this, he always grounded.
因为这样子，他一直都我都一直罚他不能出门。
But later on, thank God.
可是后来感谢主。
When he do something wrong,
后来他做错事的时候，
he always tell me the truth.
他一定会跟我说实话。
And when he tell me the truth and say, I'm sorry, uncle, it's very difficult for me to do anything to him. He's so cute, right? If you know him, right? It's really.
那当他跟我说了实话，又跟我说对不起的时候，我就很难的来处罚他，因为他也是很可爱。
And one time, you know, I was really mad at him because he continued to lie. Right?
有一次我非常的生气，因为他继续的撒谎。
No, he's a very small kid, right?
他是一个很小的小孩。
And I'm like 6 feet tall.
那我大概六尺高。
So the time I went to him and I just stood over him like this, right?
那有一次我就跑去站在他旁边，我就看着他。
And he was so afraid he pee his pants.
那他吓坏了，他就尿裤子。
And when I saw it, I was really sad. Right?
那我看到的时候，我其实是很难过的。
Really, when God see you and I.
那当神看着你和我的时候，
when we do something wrong,
我们做了错事之后，
Can you imagine, God, please forgive me, please, right?
你可以就跟他说，神啊，求你原谅我。
For sure, God will forgive us.
那神一定会原谅我们的。
Don't try to hide it.
不要试着来隐藏。
God always want to give us the opportunity to repent.
因为神一直都在给我们机会来悔改。
But look at verse 10.
我们来读第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
第三章第十节。
So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked.
他说我在园中听见你的声音我就害怕因为我赤身露体我便藏了
How do we know we haven't truly repented before God yet?
我们该如何知道我们没有完全的在神面前悔改呢
Because we always going to feel afraid
因为我们总是会感到害怕
When you feel afraid it means we have done something wrong and we have not amended this wrong in front of God yet
当你感到害怕的时候就代表说 你知道你犯了错那你没有 你害怕在神的面前
No, but I used to have a dog, right?
我以前有养一只狗
And when I opened the door to the house
那我打开家里的门的时候
If my dog had pee in the house
如果我的狗在家里尿尿是
I don't need to go and see the place, right? When I see my dog, she's so scared, she's like this, like that, right?
那我其实不用去找在哪里可是我看着那我的狗我就知道因为它就会看起来很害怕
And I say, Sandy, what did you do?
我就会说 Sandy, 你做了什么
Then she just put the tails between her legs and walk away, right?
然后他就会把他的尾巴放在两腿中间，然后他就慢慢走了。
But for you and I,
可是对你和我
if we have sinned against God,
如果我们得罪了神
if we don't truly repent,
如果我们没有真心的向神悔改
we always can feel very fearful before God.
我们在神面前我们总是会觉得很害怕。
Look at the Israelites.
我们来看看以色列人。
When God ascended Mount Sinai,
那神在西乃山上向神显的时候
they were all so afraid.
他们都很害怕。
Why? Because they always sin against God.
为什么？因为他们总是犯了错。
But look at Moses.
可是我们看看摩西。
He went on top of the mountain.
他上了山顶。
And spoke to God face to face.
他跟神面对面说话。
Why? Because God considered him to be a righteous person.
为什么呢？因为神知道他是一个公义，他知道他是一个义人。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
If we sin against God.
如果你得罪了神。
Let's amend and say I'm sorry.
那我们要跟神和好，然后跟他道歉。
And only then we can go boldly before God.
然后在那个时候，我们才能毫无恐惧的来到神的面前
be like Adam and Eve.
然后不要跟亚当跟夏娃学习
they hid in front of God.
因为他们在神的面前他们躲了起来
because they were afraid.
因为他们害怕
look at verse 11
我们来读十一节
chapter 3 verse 11
三章十一节
and it said who told you that you were naked have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat
耶和华说谁告诉你赤身露体呢莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃那树上的果子吗
why did God have to ask them that right
为什么神要这样问他们呢
Why did God say, "Have you eaten of the tree that I wish I command you not to eat?"
为什么神跟他们说，莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上果子吗
The reason God asked them that.
神问他们这个问题的原因是
Because God wanted to give them another opportunity to repent.
因为在这里神想要给他们另外一个机会来悔改
But instead of repenting,
可是他们并没有悔改
What did Adam and Eve do?
亚当和夏娃他们怎么回答呢
Look at verse 12.
十二节
Verse 12.
十二节
Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate."
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
When we sin against God,
当我们得罪神
，instead of repenting,
我们如果没有悔改
，we start to blame other people.
我们就会把这个罪试着要来嫁祸给别人。
And who was the first person that Adam blamed during his time?
那这个时候，亚当说，这是谁的错呢？
Look what he said.
我们看他说什么。
The woman whom you gave to be with me.
你所赐给我与我同居的女人。
And I would say God is all your fault. He said God is all your fault.
他这样是在说神，这都是你的错。
If you didn't give me the woman, she wouldn't cause me to sin.
如果你没有把这个女人赐给我，那我就不会犯罪了。
No, we as human beings, we are so foolish.
那我们身为人类，我们是非常的愚昧的。
No, when God first brought Eve to Adam.
当神第一次把夏娃带到亚当面前。
He said, "Bones of my bone and flesh of my flesh."
他说：“这是我肉中的肉，骨中的骨。
”Now he said, "God, you gave me this woman; she caused me to sin."
那在这边，他却说：“神，你赐给我这女人，她使我跌倒了。
”We always blame on others because of our sin.
我们总是会怪别人，当我们自己犯错之后。
And sometimes we also blame on God.
有时候我们也会怪神。
God, why you make me so rich? Then I cannot come and worship you.
神，为什么你要使我这么富有呢？让我都不能来教会敬拜你。
Of course, quite often we don't blame God because He makes us rich.
当然有些我们并不会来怪神，如果我们是非常有钱。
But if we truly think about it,
可是如果我们仔细想想
，a lot of time we sin against God.
很多时候，当我们犯了罪
，we do blame on Him.
我们都会怪神。
Without knowing that we blame on Him. Without knowing that we, you know, knowing it, but we do blame on Him.
虽然我们自己也许不会有什么知觉，但我们是在怪神。
But we must take our own responsibility.
可是我们自己要负责任。
When we sin against God.
当我们 得罪了神。
And maybe someday, right, when you have leave the church.
有一天，也许我们会离开教会。
Then when you go to heaven, you said, God, the reason I left the church because brother so and so and sister so and so.
那到天堂，也许到天国，也许我们会跟神说，神，我离开教会，因为这个姐妹或者是那位弟兄。
For sure, God not going to accept that.
那当然，神不会接受这样的答案。
Because we have our own faith.
因为我们有我们自己的信仰。
Every action we take is our own responsibility.
那我们所作所为都是我们自己要负责任。
So first, he blame on God.
所以第一，他怪神。
Then who the second person he blame on?
那第二，他又怪谁呢
？She said, he said, she gave me off the tree. He blamed on the woman that he loved the most.
他把这个。罪也怪在他最爱的那女人身上。
Adam knew that he should eat the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
亚当他知道他并不应该吃善恶果上的果子。
But he completely blamed on his wife.
可是他将这罪责怪在他自己太
太身上。And who did his wife blame on?
那他太太又怪了谁呢
？Look at verse 13.
我们来看十三节。
And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this?" You have done. The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
耶和华神对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”
Actually, Eve did not learn from Adam.
那夏娃这里，她并没有学，她并没有。
So Adam blamed on God and blamed on her.
亚当他先责怪了神，又责怪了夏娃。
Then she blamed on the serpent.
然后夏娃现在又在怪这蛇。
Then who the serpent gonna blame on?
那蛇要责怪谁呢
？You probably look around. Hey, there's nobody around to blame on, right?
那可能看看四周围。就没有别人了。
But I'm sure if someone else there, he also would blame on them.、Right?
可是我相信，如果他们身边的时候还有别人的话，他可能也会怪另外那个人。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，If we really want to have a strong heart to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem,
如果你真的有心要来重新建造
，We should do just like Nehemiah,
建造耶路撒冷城墙。那我们要学习尼希米。来重新建造的城墙。
We must repent of all our sin.
我们要先悔改我们所有的罪。
Not only as an individual, but also as a whole church.
并不是为我们自己的罪来悔改，还有我们全教会的罪。
But how can we truly repent?
可是我们应该要来真正的悔改呢
？Before God, we tell Him all the sin we commit.
在神面前，我们要将我们的罪一一的跟他说。
And don't try to cover up.
那我们不要隐藏任何事。
And don't try to hide sin.
我们不要试着来隐藏我们的罪。
Because if we cover up and hide sin, we always can.Be afraid to go before God.
因为如果我们试着要隐藏我们的罪，那我们总是会害怕来到神的面前。
You know, when Aaron and Miriam,
当亚伦和米利安
actually they sin against God by talking to Moses, by blaming Moses.
他们得罪了神，因为他们将罪怪在摩西身上。
And God said, "All three of you come here."
那神就把他们三个都叫了过来。
Then he asked Miriam and Aaron, "Come forth."
然后就叫米利安跟亚伦。到前面来。
I'm sure they were so afraid.
我相信他们一定是很害怕。
Moses was not afraid.
摩西那时候并不害怕。
But because he knew he didn't do anything wrong.
因为他知道他并没有做什么错事。
But Miriam and Aaron, they knew they did something wrong, so that's why they were so afraid.
可是米利安跟亚伦他们知道他们做了错事，所以他们那时候是非常害怕的。
And last of all.
那最后。
Don't blame on other people.
绝对不要把我们罪责怪
别人身上。One day when Rudy don't come to church anymore.
为什么Ruthie 她不来教会了呢
？I cannot blame our church is too many Chinese people.
那我也不能怪说我们教会有太多的中国人。
Because I need to build my own faith.
因为我必须要有我自己的信仰。
I need to make my God become my God.
我要把神当做成为我自己的神。
Because we cannot blame any others.
因为我们不能把这罪责怪在别人身上。
If we try to cover our sin.
如果我们试着要来隐藏我
们自己的罪。If we try to hide our sin.
如果我们试着要来藏
起我们的罪。If we try to blame on others because of our sin,
如果我们试着要来怪别人，把我们的罪责怪在别人身上。
What happened on the end?
那最后会怎么样呢
？We will all be punished.
我们都会被处罚。
Adam got punished. Adam got punished.
亚当他就被惩罚了。
Eve got punished.
夏娃也被惩罚了。
The serpent got punished.
那蛇也是。
So it is no different for you and I. We don't repent before God.
所以如果你和我们也不悔改的话，那我们也会有同样的后果。
So may God continue to help us and guide us.
所以我们求主耶稣来继续来帮助我们带领我们。
Let you and I live a life of repentance.
那我们可以过一个悔改的生活。
So we can truly build a strong wall around our hearts and around the church.
那我们可以真正来建造一个很强壮的一座墙在我们身边。
Now let's all rise and sing hymn 407.
请大家一起起立唱诗407首。
407.
407首。